Got 50.
Not 50 either.
Spoiled.
Does that mean the same thing if you say it's gotten strong?
I reckon so. My folks always say, "Team, don't touch it."
Meat spoiled.
Meat spoiled.
Or what about butter that's done the same thing?
Well, same. Well, one thing about the butter, they soon get rid of it when it gets too strong to use. And then some people say they can, for the butter get very strong, I imagine if it doesn't get any molds or anything in it.
Yes, ma'am.
That it makes makes good cake. I haven't tried it. I won't try. I won't tell you it's true. I haven't tried it, but they're talking about keeping the butter, let it get old, and make it, have good cake. Well, that's the kind they like to eat.
Yes, ma'am.
Because I imagine if it gets old like that, when it gets real strong, after you cook it, you can even smell what it's cooked in. Smell it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard people say something like, "That butter tastes kind of funky"?
No, I've never heard that.
Haven't heard that?
Uh-uh.
That's it. What would you call it? We're talking about bacon and meat. Do some people cook some kind of meat or something like that along with their greens?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Put a piece of meat in you cook greens. You cook the greens without any seasoning. They're not good.
Yes, ma'am.
And so the meat seasons. And I put meat in them sometime. Meat looks kind of lean, too much lean. Now we used to, in frying bacon, we'd have a lot of bacon grease left. We poured in another cup. We pour some of that in there, and all the cook. We wouldn't have it too greasy.
Yes, ma'am.
We wouldn't have it too greasy. But to have it enough to give it a nice taste.
So
that
meat,
enjoy it. Mm-hmm.
That meat would usually have some lean on it.
The lean, yes. It has a little lean on it. And
did you call it anything? You say, "Give me a piece of our
meat," that's all.
Meat.
Mm-hmm. That's all.
Have you ever heard it called ham hock or streakaling?
Well, now ham hock is that's a piece of ham, you see. That's the I think it's the knee part of the ham, you know.
Yes, ma'am.
That they boil in there and cook it with ham hock, and it gives it a nice flavor. The ham meal gives it a nice, the ham hock gives it a nice flavor.
Yes, ma'am.
If it hasn't been too old. Sometimes they're so old, you know, they have a little blue places on them.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, sometimes if you can get that, wash that off and cook it. Gives it a nice flavor, but and you can eat the meat too.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Eat the meat, but I like ham flavoring better than I do bacon. However, I eat the bacon because I don't get hold of the ham that much. Ham so much higher than bacon.
Right.
So.
Well, is there any other meat you can buy that's smoked besides bacon?
I don't know of any other kind, but bacon and ham.
Bacon and ham.
Well, bacon and ham is the only smoked meat I know of.
I see. Well, what about boiling a piece that was mostly just fat along with your greens? Do you do that?